This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, November is the month of gratitude and giving. And in celebration of the Wild Women Tribe's one-year anniversary, Renee Huang joins us in the studio to talk about what the tribe is up to, both to celebrate and to practice gratitude. Also joining us is Kelly Paff of the Prospect Executive Suites. They're going to talk about, well, what they're doing to practice this gratitude and how it ties into their both of their business models. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Thanksgiving, it kind of now it's permeating the whole month of November with the practice of giving back and of gratitude. And Renee, why don't you start and tell us how you see that as a fundamental part of a business, a newly formed business, because it seems to be my, my view of a lot of businesses, they don't give into the giving back until they've really started to turn a big profit. And so how does it tie in for you?
I mean, first of all, I think it's so great that of all of the, you know, Hallmark holidays that we could have, that Thanksgiving is the one that is now what people are jumping on board, because giving back is really fundamental, I think, in creating connections and just feeling good about yourself as a human being. So for me, it's not really about the business model, but it's kind of how the brand has evolved. You know, Wild Women, we've sat down and talked before. It's about support and creating connection with yourself and with others. And so it just feels like a natural sort of thing to do.
And because the Wild Women Tribe, for those who don't know about it, it's a group of connection among women and doing various events and athletic endeavors in the outdoors. It's giving back to those women who are involved, and so it's, I guess, a natural evolution.
Right. Yeah. It has really seemed like the core of the group has been about how much can I give and how much support can I give. And, you know, as the model has evolved and we've done these wanders, these excursions, it's about getting outside, but then also getting inside and going and having a meal somewhere. So supporting like a local restaurant or a caterer, and then also going and doing a class. And so we're really folding in like all of this support of other women who are doing things and trying to grow themselves and grow their businesses. And I think when Kelly and I sat down for coffee, just to go over, she had been so wonderful and opened up her space in the summer for some Wild Women Tribe events. And so we kind of did a rehash and we're sitting down. We're like, well, what can we do next? It just seemed so natural to want to continue that and see how much more community we could build.
And Kelly, maybe this is a question for you, because I hear it in what Renee's talking about also, but I'm thinking about the trade-offs that you have to make and the decisions that you have to make when you are running a business and you have a business model, and traditionally you look at the numbers and everything has to pencil out, and you're trying to achieve profit and you're trying to maximize profit, you're trying to be efficient, you're trying to reduce expenses, increase revenues. That's traditional. But when you get into sort of this B Corp model where you take away some, you're willing to, I guess, trade out some of that profit opportunity for something else that you call benefit. And it's a different way of looking at profit. And that's the gratitude component. So how do you do that as a business person and owner in a community where you're in a competitive environment and the numbers have to make sense?
Right. That you make a good point. The nice thing about our business model at The Prospect is really it's pretty simple. We just lease out these fully furnished offices to people and create a space for them to thrive in and grow their business and be successful. So their success is our success in our business model, because that makes them still want to be there, and maybe they're even renting more offices. And then from the Wild Tribe and other people that are wanting to host events outside of our people that are in our community, we bring these people in and we can connect them together in a space, as well as the people that rent from us at The Prospect. We connect them with the people that come into the space. And it just creates this wonderful networking environment that really doesn't feel like you're trying to sell anything. You're just there being and promoting whatever product or service you have. So it's easy for us to do, and working with Renee is so easy. She's wonderful. So I just, this is something we really, really enjoy. And giving back to the community is definitely on our list.
Well, it's interesting to hear you talk about this as something that's easy, because I think for a lot of businesses, the easy part is to make it make sense with the numbers. That's the simple way to do things from a traditional capitalistic and efficient company, profitable, profit-driven, profit motive. And you're saying it's easy to not do it that way. You're saying it's easy to kind of, it seems like it requires a bigger picture view and maybe a longer-term view as well.
In terms of creating this event in our space?
Yeah, if Renee thrives and you can thrive, she can thrive, the other people can thrive, that's a bigger, as long as we're growing the entire pie, then we all do well, instead of I'm going to, go and carve out my part of the pie and leave me alone. I'm going to be very protective of that.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that is our heart and soul with this business, and just kind of our passion in life, is connecting people, collaborating, networking. It's so more than about us. We want everyone to be super successful in their business ventures.
I'm just going to jump in, because we've talked about this as well, Kelly and I. It's like the scarcity versus abundance model. And so for her, she was just like, how much more can I do? Like, she opens her space up during the week for a local yoga teacher who comes in and teaches yoga classes. So it's, you've always talked about how much more you want the space to be used rather than not used, right? And how you believe so wholeheartedly in supporting other business ventures, because the more you have and the more success you allow in, the more everyone thrives.
And good energy,
yeah.
It's interesting how networking really, it becomes about building relationships if it's done effectively. So it's about creating, building relationships, and in turn, building this community that people want to feel a part of. I think that's why Live PC, Give PC is so successful, is because people want to feel a part of the community. I was just down at Starbucks and with my, I still have it on, my orange t-shirt on. And I realize how much that is about creating community. So let's talk about the community that you're going to create on November 16th. So it's a week from Friday, and it's at the Prospect Executive Suites, but Wild Woman Women Tribe will be there. And tell us about the event.
So we're calling it the Gratitude Give Back. And what we're doing is just inviting people to drop in. It's an open house style, 4:30 to 6:30. And we'll have local people, business owners, services there. If they sell anything, they will donate a portion to charity. And it's just a dynamic atmosphere where we want people to come and celebrate that whole idea of building community and supporting each other and giving back.
Sounds like fun. Did you say what time? Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, it's 4:30 to 6:30. So it's just casual drop-in style. Yeah, and Kelly's saying it's men and kids as well. We don't want it to be a girlfriend give back. We want you to bring your entire community. Who's your community? Who's your family? Because the more that we all band together, the better we all do. So It's not exclusionary.
Sounds like fun. The Prospect Executive Suites are located where?
We're right in the Prospector area, 2078 Prospector Avenue.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thanks for stopping by today and letting us know about this event. And I also wanted to ask you about, you've partnered with Oak and Willow Yoga Studios, Nikki Glandon.
So November has turned out to be this whole month of collaborations and community. And so Nikki and I have partnered, and Rachel Taylor from Park City Run and Club have partnered. And it's this online Facebook group that you can join if you want to run a half marathon in the spring. So it's basically a support group. It's for people who maybe they've run before, or maybe they haven't, and they just want to know, what do I eat? What training schedule should I be on? I just need support. Oh, I've been running and I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. So we just wanted to create this group where people could come together, men and women again, and just share resources and share ideas and have the common goal of running towards something positive.
Oh, and I like how you tie yoga into it. So yoga is a part of your half marathon training.
I mean, Nikki is an all fitness instructor, and her studio, Oak and Willow, is a yoga studio, but she has that whole nutritional background, and so she's super amped just to be able to partner on something where it's people holding each other accountable towards a common goal.
Right. And what is the group called again? 13?
We called it, it was so funny. We wanted to have the 13 because the half marathon is 13.1 miles. So we called it Train 13 Tribe. And so if you go onto the Wild Women Tribe PC Facebook page, you can go under community and apply to join.
And when does that start? Has it already started?
It's ongoing. And so we just want people to come in, join, introduce yourself, say which half marathon you're training for. And it's obviously not exclusive to Utah or to Park City. So if you want to invite family and friends and say, hey, we're going to hold each other accountable on this and ask questions, Nikki and Rachel both will jump in. Rachel's an incredible coach. She's done so much awesome work with a lot of our kids through her Park City Running Club. So
nice. You know, without having a training partner or people that you have to be accountable to, I think I might just sit on the couch my whole life. What about you, Tim?
Things that come out of your mouth, I sometimes just cannot believe it. You sitting on the couch. Where are you going to fit that into your schedule, the sitting on the couch? You know, I just want to thank you two for talking about abundance versus scarcity, because it must feel good to put together these organizations, these networks, these people, and a business model that works and is coming from a foundation of abundance rather than one of scarcity. That must feel good to both of you.
It sure does.
Well, and I think people have to keep in mind that competition, you know, is healthy, but at the same time, when people around you do well, then you do well as well.
Yeah, excellent. So again, next Friday, a week from Friday, November 16th, at the Prospect Executive Suites is the Gratitude Give Back Open House. And Renee and Kelly, thanks for coming by today. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Happy month of gratitude.